Welcome to Sub Rosa. So I always give our email address, WTF@badbossbrief.com, but sometimes we don't get any emails. So we didn't get any emails. Sometimes when that happens, I'll think of something that actually happened in the past, but I didn't feel like doing that. So what I did is I looked at some other work advice columns. Right? Mm. There are lots of them in many publications. And honestly, most of them I don't like. Right? Because it's either they sound like somebody who spent a lot of time in HR or is, you know, kind of like a really dry consultant, or they're written by somebody who's a good writer who has never actually worked in corporate America.
Right? Yeah.
So that said, I was reading one, and I won't say which one it was because their advice was terrible. Right? in both questions, there were two questions that they covered. And in both of them, the advice giver said, you need to go to HR. HR is the expert in having hard conversations. HR is trained for this. HR is the place to go. And what I wanted to say and what I thought to myself is, no, run away. Yeah. HR is not your friend.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is HR your friend?
No. And it took me a while to figure that out. And it took me a while to figure that out in my professional life because HR's understanding of HR is not consistent with HR's understanding by the management, right? So if you have a young HR person, they might think, I'm an advocate for my people, and then they get course corrected by management and it changes, right? They then understand, you don't work for them, you work for me, I need your, you know. So I was disabused of that notion probably when I was at Intel. And had my first kind of, HR issue with a boss who was sexually harassing me. And I expected a lot out of HR and was stunned when I got so very little out of them that I had to actually retain a lawyer. So that was an awakening. And after that, I always proceeded with much greater amounts of caution. But it is funny. You can... for example, they have, I think it's called an allotment test or some kind of pseudo-scientific sounding name. Major corporation around here, I signed an NDA. I will not talk about the name of the corporation, but it was a half an hour test that they give. And there were five questions. I think it was strongly disagree, neutral, agree, strongly agree. So this is the range. And the questions were like, do you think it's ever okay to ethically bend the rules if it gets a positive result? I mean, the questions were all phenomenally obvious to me, but then you start overthinking and thinking, well, they know it's like the Princess Bride thing. I know they put poison in that cup, but then they switch the cup. Is it the cup that I, you know? So I just said, I'm going to answer. How am I going to get through this? I'm going to answer like I work for HR. Because HR works for the company, and that's fundamentally what they want. And it helped me ace this test that they gave. So,
well, the role of HR is to protect the corporation.
Right.
So HR can be helpful if by helping you, they're helping the corporation.
Correct.
So, you know, a lot of times a complaint about sexual harassment by a peer will be greeted with interest by HR and they will take some sort of action. Sexual harassment by the boss or the founder, maybe not, because that doesn't protect the company. But protecting the company from a lawsuit, keeping people in line, or sometimes like there are some companies that really value the sort of metrics like best place to work.
Yeah. Okay?
And so they were insofar as HR is moving ahead that best place to work. Some of them might even get a bonus if they get that best place to work. Then that also could help you. But the idea is if there's something that you are looking for that works against the company, even if what you're asking for is right? And I think that the challenge is you said it. HR people will sometimes have a conception of themselves that they are helpers, that they're there to help. One of the things I've seen is that, you know, kind of junior HR people who think that like gossip is helping, right? Like come pour out your soul to me, tell me all of your problems and I will listen to them. yeah, that's not, you know, but they believe, some HR people will believe that they have this, that they are the shoulder to cry on, that they will help people, and they may assist. I mean, there have been some good HR people that I've known, but really when it comes down to it, right, you know, like I remember going to an HR person because I had filed for a Family Medical Leave Act after, you know, my son was disabled and it had been granted. It is a legal thing and I had protection. I got fired. And I went to HR and I'm like, this is illegal. And I watched this woman who I thought was my friend, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I had like talked to her, we were peers, and I just watched kind of the shade come down and be like, oh, right, you knew that this was illegal. You are in the loop. You knew that I was getting fired. You know that it's illegal to fire me, and you've already got all your legal ducks in a row. And just kind of watching that, it was like, oh, that was my epiphany, right? You know, that was my moment of like, oh, all the friendly, all the like, we're, you know, on the team together, we're in leadership. That all means nothing when it turns out that I have, you know, what turned out to be a very effective, actionable case against them. But that was something that this woman was afraid of. So don't trust HR. Be judicious if you need to have them help you with anything. Don't have low expectations. Realize they are not your friends, no matter how friendly they may be. And, you know, as you said, Eugene, if it really comes down to it, you're going to probably need to get an outside attorney rather than relying on HR to stand up for you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So please keep me from having to read more bad work advice columns and send us some questions, asks for advice, you know, suggestions about things you want us to talk about, WTF at